You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We all, it's nothing new that people fold bath towels differently, right? You get into a relationship and you've always folded your, you know, the big towel that you use when you get out of the shower. Mm-hmm. You fold it one way and you get in a relationship, they fold it a different way. And you never can agree on it. But it's not usually that big of a deal. I'm talking about the kitchen hand towels, you know, that you keep there in the kitchen to dry things off or dry hands or anything. Yeah. So I was instructed the other day by Gretchen. She goes, listen, I appreciate you taking those towels out of the dryer. She goes, when you take those out, you can just set those on the island and don't fold them. I go, what?
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah, but it's better than that. She goes, don't fold them. She goes, I don't like the way you fold them. It's a different direction. But most importantly, she said that, and you don't put them in the right place in the drawer.
Huh.
And I said, what does that mean? There's just a drawer with, you open it up, and all it has in it are the hand towels. She goes, yes, I know, but I have certain ones that I would rather be at the front than at the back of the drawer. So you're not putting the ones that I want in the front and the back.
All right.
And she raised her hands up. She goes, I know this is part of my ADHD. This is just part of, she goes, I know it's crazy. She goes, you don't even have to say anything. I know it's crazy, but don't fold the towels and don't put them away.
All right. Well, then you're like, got out of that.
So,
like, does she keep the nicer ones for like when company's over? Are they in the back of the drawer?
No, she just has her favorites and she always wants to use those first.
Gotcha.
And then she'll go to the other ones.
Okay. All right.
And I couldn't tell by looking which was which.
She just knows.
She
the
knows.
The heft.
And you know, look, I learned that that is her domain, that room, because I used to be, you know me, I used to be a cooking fool. But I am, that's just not my room anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all
right,
right. Whatever.
You don't have to cook or fold towels.
So, right. So I'm not to fold them nor put them away. So
that's good. Speaking of fun with laundry, really quick, I'm not allowed to, it sounds like, put the scent pellets in anymore. Are you familiar with the scent pellets?
Yeah.
The little cap full of the little things that you toss in?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's too overbearing for my wife's sensitive nose. I love them. I love the smell of fresh, clean linens.
Too much, though.
And towels.
You overdo a good thing.
Apparently, she's like, you can't do that. And you can't add the scent pellets with the fabric softener because then you're mixing scents and it's just a scent explosion. So I've been instructed to no longer use the scent pellets, so I don't really know what to do with them now that I've got, you know, a couple cans of them. Can I sprinkle them in my underpants drawer or something?
Is she saying that you can't use them at all?
At all, it sounds like, yeah. Because I did some sheets and stuff yesterday in my son's room, some big blankets.
And do you guys do your laundry separately?
No, she does 99% of it.
Because I was going to say, Gretchen and I have never, ever in our history washed each other's clothes. I wash my clothes, she washes
hers.
Right,
correct. We don't do that. If anything, I'll throw sheets in or towels or kitchen towels, rags.
Oh, okay. Well, so with your own clothes, you can put your little pellets in.
I guess I could start doing... No, she washes my clothes.
Oh, that's what I was asking.
I don't wash her clothes, but she will wash my clothes.
Oh, I got you.
She's the best.
Well, you're out there.
I love her. I love her to pieces. Speaking of knick-knack, this morning we wake up at the same time. And she was like, really kind of flabbergasted and like, not looking right. And I go, what's the matter with you? She's like, I had a dream last night and it was one of those dreams that was just hyper realistic.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, and I was at the hospital giving birth.
Oh,
she's like, it was everything. The pains, the feelings, the emotions of me giving birth.
Damn.
And she's like, it was so realistic. She's like, that I woke up in a panic thinking that we had another baby and oh my God, I got to feed it now. And she's like, and the worst part of the dream is I was there in the hospital giving birth and you weren't there.
Doing a radio show probably.
And I looked at her and I said, you're damn right I wouldn't be there.
Yeah, be out of the country.
Which seemed a little insensitive at the time, but then I was like, ha 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 ha, funny, right? Ha ha ha. But I'm not one of those.
You can laugh about that, but the conversation in our house was, and don't get mad, people. We're just kidding around with each other. Gretchen has a sense of humor. I have a sense of humor. Some of our listeners don't. Is that the joke in the house is if she comes in and announces that she's pregnant, I said,
you're leaving.
You'll never find me. I said,
yeah.
I will not be in this country. I will be gone.
Well, I think that's what it was. It was
it's just a joke, everybody.
Neither one of us want any more kids. And Nicole was like, this is freaking, this is the worst dream ever. And I was like, well, it's more of a nightmare than a dream, honestly.
You know, you've been snipped.
Well, see, that's the thing. I'm not a big believer in, you know, when you have a dream, the dream comes, you know, somebody dies in your dream, and the next thing you know, 2 weeks later, they're dead. But with something like this, it gets the wheels turning, and I immediately thought about my vasectomy.
Because they come
wondering
undone.
Wondering if it came undone, came you undone. Know, it's the whole nature's going to find a way.
Yeah.
And you just wonder.
Look at the dinosaurs in the original Jurassic Park. They supposedly were all females, is that right? And yet they somehow managed.
Well, what a random reference, but yes.
But I mean, that's what you're talking about. They found a way to get pregnant.
Somehow my tubes will be, you know, and so I'm wondering if I need to go get tested now.
Sure.
I need to go do a little, you
go
know.
Go in the little room.
A little something in the cup and drop that off just to double check, because how long ago was my vasectomy now? It's been
three, four, five years?
No, it was right after Lila was born, so it's 7 years now?
Was that long ago?
It was like soon as she was... The day that she was born, I went into the room next door and had him snip.
Listen, they could not only, it's possible they've not only grown back, they've grown all the way up like into your head. I mean, it's
really grown
like
back.
Gone through like a network throughout your whole body.
I know. So this dream's got me thinking a little bit, you know, kind of freaked out. Is there like an at-home test kit for this stuff yet? There has to be like, you know, some sort of swab or something I can do at home.
If that was the case, you'd probably be able to test every day.
Yeah, I might.